This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, about Cecil the Lion. But first, a second American has been named in a growing big game poaching investigation in Zimbabwe. A doctor from Pennsylvania is accused of killing a lion in an illegal hunt in April, and his guides have already been arrested. The man is pictured online with a series of dead animals, including elephants, hippos, zebras, ostriches, impala, and water buffalo. A regular contributor here each week is our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, formerly of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. Anne-Marie, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be back, as usual.
Well, listen, we love talking to you, and you've always got something interesting to talk about. And this Cecil the Lion thing has taken on gigantic proportions. What was your initial reaction when you saw this picture of this dentist from Minneapolis or wherever having shot this lion in Africa?
Furious. And I'm still furious. I mean, I looked at him and just saw someone who is very sick and depraved. You know, anyone who can enjoy the killing of a beautiful animal just for a trophy, to put a head of an animal on their wall in their living room, to me is very sick and depraved. And it just rocked me to the core. You know, I love protecting all animals. I've done it my entire adult life. And to see a senseless and illegal killing of a beautiful, beloved lion is just heartbreaking.
Well, yeah, now this was an incident where they lured the animal out of its sanctuary?
Yeah, supposedly. He lived on a preserve in Hwaeng National Park in Africa, which is a protected game reserve. So all the animals live there free from hunting. So allegedly what these hunters did, and they were local Zimbabweans, two men brought this hunter along from Minnesota. They supposedly baited this lion. So they took a carcass of an animal, dragged it on a truck, and lured him out of the park, out of the safety zone, and then shot him with a bow and arrow, tracked him for several hours, and then killed him ultimately with a gun for a trophy. Now, that's totally illegal. Baiting an animal is certainly not sport. That's the easiest way to kill an animal. There's no sport there. There's no challenge there. They literally, this guy paid his $54,000, and these two guides promised him they would get a lion. Now, for whatever reason, they didn't go about it the right way. They went about it the illegal way because it was an easy kill. You know, a lion, and it's funny because male lions aren't normally the hunters, right? You always think of the lioness out there hunting.
Right.
But this was so easy. The male lion will always take the easy way out. Unfortunately, in Cecil's case, he followed the bait, and he was killed as a result. So I know that there's a lot of outcry. They've actually suspended trophy hunting outside of the national park, which is a good move by the Zimbabwean government, which I think is a one step toward hopefully stopping trophy hunting altogether in Africa. You know, they'll say it's because they need to, for conservation, they need to thin the herds. Let me say this. Animals in nature take care of that problem themselves. If there are enough predators, they will then thin out the herds themselves. When you start killing the predators, that's when the trouble starts. There aren't enough predators to feed on the lesser animals, and that's where this all happens. If you just leave them alone and let nature take its course, we wouldn't have this issue. Now, the killing of Cecil, you not only killed him, you put his entire family in danger, his entire pride. And the news today is that Cecil's brother has stepped in and is protecting the cubs, because in the natural law of lion society, when a male lion dies, the dominant male of the pride dies, the successor who wants to come in will kill all of his cubs to then mate with the females and start his own family. And Cecil's brother, for right now, is protecting Cecil's babies, which I think is over, you know, like 20 cubs that he had over the years. He was a 13-year-old lion. So that's some good news that Cecil's brother has stepped in, but who knows what the fate of these lions is over the next, you know, few years. So this man, this dentist, this hunter, this trophy hunter from Minnesota, jeopardized an entire family of lions, and there aren't that many out there. So the rest of these lions need to be protected.
There was a time, and somebody pointed out, you know, Teddy Roosevelt used to shoot big game hunters. But, you know, when you look at those pictures and they look at this picture, somehow there's been a change in society since then and now.
Yeah, we hope that we would have evolved. You know, and Teddy Roosevelt, apparently he said that he had respect for animals and he didn't just hunt for trophies. His big trophy hunt back in, I think it was 1909, he killed 1,100 animals for the Smithsonian Institute. It was for research and for, you know, displaying the animals. Not that I'm for that, but that was the purpose of that. It had never been done before on that scale. And he himself has said, you know, he never wanted to hurt an animal just to kill an animal. It, actually, there's a famous story of they were hunting an old bear, and the guide tied the bear to the tree and said, you know, okay, Mr. Roosevelt, you can shoot the bear now. And Teddy Roosevelt declined to do that because he didn't want that kind of kill. And I guess that's why they named the teddy bear after him, which is kind of interesting. It was a fact I just learned regarding that. So, listen, yeah, they hunted back then. I would think that we have evolved since then and realized that trophy hunting is not acceptable. It's different than hunting an animal that you eat. You know, there's a lot of hunters out there who hunt deer, and they feed their families. That's different. This is solely for sport or game or, you know, for someone's own pleasure of killing. And anyone who just kills to kill, in my mind, is evil. I don't know how you feel, but, you know, that's just evil to look a beautiful animal and then get pleasure out of killing it.
I have to say, this even stunned me, and I'm not anti-hunting or anything like that, but This just seems so beyond the pale to bait this animal off of a sanctuary and then shoot it with a bow and arrow. Like, what were you thinking?
You know, Cecil was part of a study out of Oxford University. They've been studying him for years. So now it's thrown everything into a tizzy. So he has created such a problem for everyone, not only the lions themselves, but for the conservationists who are really trying to understand lion behavior and how the pride works. This lion had a tracking GPS collar on him. So don't tell me that these two guides who are from Zimbabwe, who do this all the time, did not know that Cecil was this particular lion. I think they thought they were going to get away with it, but this dentist apparently showed the picture to someone. And, you know, people put everything on Facebook nowadays. You can't really get away with much. And that's how I think he got caught. You know, you're bragging about something that you've done when in turn it turned out to be something that's very illegal and has outraged the entire world, I think. I mean, I know I am. I my stomach is in knots every time I look at a picture. I've been tweeting about it and, you know, I look at a picture of this beautiful lion and it's just heart-wrenching.
Well, you know, the Zimbabwe officials are trying to extradite him. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife is looking into it. If there's any punishment, what do you think it should be?
Oh, gosh, I don't even want to tell you what I think it should be. What I hope will happen, though, is that he pays for his crime, that he is tried. I hope they do extradite him. I think it will send a very strong message to future hunters out there who think it's fun to kill animals for sport. I hope he gets tried. I hope he gets convicted, and I hope he's put in jail. I mean, I'm from law enforcement, so that's what happens. When you commit a crime, you do the time, and that's what I strongly feel. And I hope that, you know, other young children growing up will look at this. And, you know, the only way you should shoot an animal is with a camera. I mean, that's the way we should be teaching children to love wildlife and to respect wildlife and to teach them that all life is precious. And you never, never kill something just for the sake of killing it and because you can. Just because something is legal, in this case it was illegal, but just because something is legal doesn't mean you should run off to Africa and start killing wild animals for ha-has.
Yeah.
I find that ridiculous and inhumane. So I hope he gets what's coming to him. I know Fish and Wildlife has been trying to find him. He hasn't commented or spoken to them yet. But I know that they're calling for his extradition, which I hope does happen.
All right. So your pet tip this week is to support the airlines that are no longer transporting these trophies, these animal heads back to the U.S., right?
Right. Because the thrill and the end result is bringing that animal head back to wherever you live and hanging it on a wall to prove how manly or how womanly you are, apparently, because men and women engage in this type of activity. So three airlines to date, United, Delta, and American Airlines, have banned shipments of the big five hunting trophies, which are lion, leopard, elephant, rhinos, and buffalo. So I encourage everybody to support those airlines, and if you fly another airline frequently, reach out to them as well and ask them to stop shipping these animals back to the the United States or wherever you live in the world. And this way, trophy hunters aren't going to be so excited to go hunting because they really want that trophy. That's why it's called trophy hunting. So they got to display it so everyone can see how great they are and what a great hunter they are, which is just, you know, just ridiculous. But anyway, that's what I hope everyone will do. And don't let Cecil the lion die in vain. Let's try and stop trophy hunting altogether. Teach your children at a very young age that animals are beautiful creatures that, that deserve to live their lives and raise their families just like we do. Mike, I'm furious that this has happened. I mean, it's just unbelievable that someone has that much disregard for this beautiful life that has now is gone.
Well, Anne-Marie, we thank you so much. Our animal advocate, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good week.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to make sure your child's aspirations come true?
Good luck with your dastardly plans.
So your kid comes home and says, Dad, Mom, I want to be a rock star.
Are you insane?
Don't laugh. Work with it. Here's the science of it. What your child wants to be when they grow up can be valuable teaching opportunities. So when the child announces, I want to be a rock star, then encourage them to practice their music. If they want to be a physician, get them involved early with people who need help.
Dude, I serve a society by rocking.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy, no matter what, break the occupation down into smaller activities and apply them to the child's current daily behaviors. The more real you can make it, the greater the likelihood your child will achieve it. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. During a conversation with his high school guidance counselor, 16-year-old Ryan mentioned that he often drank beer. When the counselor began lecturing him on the law, Ryan said that he only drank at home with beer supplied by his mom and dad. Doesn't a high school guidance counselor have a legal responsibility to report Ryan's parents to the police? The Final Verdict after this. Are cigarettes ruining your life? Miraset is a permanent stop smoking solution. Call 800-942-0965. Only $49.95 with a money-back guarantee. That's 800-942-0965. Although every state prohibits the sale or gift of alcohol to minors, these laws do not apply when children receive alcohol in their own home with the consent of their parents. So no laws were broken, and that's the final verdict.